Okay, today, Mishra, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Megillah, and we are learning Parak Beis, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So we're talking about these unusual ways of reading the Megillah. Kra'a Seirugin Umisnamnem Yatzav. A person read the Megillah in parts. He read a little bit, he stopped, and then he continued. So he kept on pausing and going, or he read it when he was half asleep. Hista Misnamnem is where you're not fully awake, but you're not fully asleep either. Meaning if someone calls you by name, you'll answer it, but you can't give a coherent answer to a reasonable question. So that's, it's like a half sleep kind of state. So if you read the Megillah with a start and stop kind of way, or you read the Megillah when you're half asleep, you're Yotze. Hayakosva Dorsha Umagia. If a person was writing a Megillah, he was explaining a Megillah, or he was correcting a Megillah, and while he was doing that, he read the entirety of the Megillah. Im kivin libo Yotze. If he had kavana to be Yotze, the mitzvah is Yotze. Vim lavlo Yotze. Otherwise, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Apparently, mitzvah strichos kavana. So only if he has kavana is he yotze. It's not enough to do the mice mitzvah. You have to have kavana for the mitzvah as well. So ha'isuk suva b'sam b'sukro b'komos b'kankantum. If a megillah was written with different types of ink, al niyar ve'al diftera, and different types of parchment, a niyar which is paper or diftera is parchment that's unfinished, lo yotze ad shetek suva ashuris. It has to be written in Ashuris font, al ha-sefer u-bidio. And it has to be written on parchment and dafka with black ink. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So we said that the Megillah is read on Yudalid Adar, but in cities that were surrounded by wall, from Desivishu Benun on Tesvav Adar. So now the Mishnah talks about what if a person lives in one type of place but spends Purim in another type of place. So ben ir shahalach l'krach u-ben krach shahalach l'ir. If a person lives in a regular city and he goes to a walled city, or a person lives in a walled city and he goes to a regular city, im asalach sulimakomo kari kimakomo, if he's going to go back to his hometown before dawn on Purim morning, then he reads the Megillah on the same day as his hometown, vimlav kari emahin. But if he's not going to leave that place until after dawn, then he reads the Megillah together with them, because he became chayiv in the Megillah that day in that place. That's where he was when he was. So he's chayiv in that place. So even though we read the Megillah twice, at daytime and nighttime, really the daytime reading is the main reading. So it all depends on where you are at dawn that morning, at daybreak that morning, because that's the ikkar reading. So if a person from a walled city went to an unwalled city, so if a person from a walled city goes to an unwalled city, his halachic status depends on where he's going to be on daybreak on that city's Purim, on the 14th of Adar. If he's going to be home before daybreak on the 14th of Adar, he does not read the Megillah with the people of the unwalled town, but he reads it on the 15th as usual. But if he's going to be in the unwalled town at daybreak of the 14th, then he's a resident in the unwalled town and he reads the Megillah on that day. If a guy from an unwalled city goes to a walled city, which is very common, people will go in for a chagiga to Yerushalayim at night or something like that, so it depends on where he's going to be at daybreak on the Purim of the walled city on the 15th. If he's going to be home before daybreak on the 15th, so he follows the halachos of an unwalled city, so he reads the Megillah on the 14th. If he's going to stay in the walled city until daybreak on the 15th, so then he's considered to belong to the walled city, and he reads the Megillah on Shushan Purim. So now the Mishnah quotes a machlokas whether you have to read the Megillah from the beginning. What is the latest starting point of the Megillah to be Yotzei Urchiyuv? Remeir Omer Kula. Remeir says the latest starting point, the very first pasuk, Parak Aleph, pasuk Aleph. Got to read the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meish Yehudi, that you can start already in the second parak from the pasuk of Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Meachar Hadvar Me'ila, you can even start at the beginning of the third parak where it's Achar Hadvar Me'ila. So three opinions, what the latest starting point of reading the Megillah is in terms of which spot you can start from. So let's review what we did today. Mishnah is Beis and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person read the Megillah with starting and stopping, or half asleep, he's Yotzei. If he was writing or darshaning or correcting a Megillah, and he read the whole thing and he had kavana, he's Yotzei. But if he didn't have kavana to be Yotzei in the mitzvah, he's not Yotzei. If he wrote it in all different types of parchment, on all different types of parchment with all different types of ink, he's not Yotzei. It needs to be ksav ashuris on sefer and with dio. Then we learned in Mishnah Gimel that if a city dweller goes to a walled city or vice versa, so it all depends whether he's going to get back to his place. If he's going to be back to his place before daybreak, then he reads like the place that he lives. But otherwise, he reads like the place that he is. Meaning, if he is in the place that he's visiting at daybreak on their Purim, then he becomes chayiv in the Megillah on that day. And then we learned in the Mishnah what the latest pasuk in the Megillah you can start from and still be yotzei the mitzvah. So three opinions. One opinion is the very first pasuk in the Megillah. The other opinion is from Ish-Yehudi, which is Perek Beis pasuk Hey. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Yossi's opinion is from Achar Advar Me'ela, which is Perek Gimel pasuk Aleph. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Megillah, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.